Welcome to the Baby Steps Nutrition Podcast, One Bite Episodes. These episodes are released weekly and feature a short clip from past interviews for busy, on-the-go listeners. The episodes are meant to inspire, empower, and provide you with some valuable tools for your parenting toolbox. Now let's get into today's conversation. Let's talk about breastfeeding. I know that's, you know, it's amazing, but it's also very hard work. You have a certification in lactation consulting. Why is breastfeeding a challenge for many moms? We hear it should be easy, it should be natural, but I've also learned both as a professional and as a mom, it is work and it's something that requires support. And it also, the baby needs training and support to learn how to breastfeed properly.
Absolutely. So I'm actually working towards my IBCLC, which is the International Board Certification of Lactation Consulting. And it's something that honestly, as a professional in my graduate school, we get very little practice on, we get very little exposure to, which is really unfortunate because I think it's an area that no matter what title you hold in this field, really deserves so much more attention and support. There are so many reasons that breastfeeding is challenging for moms in today's society. I think socioeconomic challenges, cultural practices, professional limitations, there are medical and anatomical changes that we really have to acknowledge now. You know, we are living through things that historically people did not. And I think that's something that we really forget about when we're told that breastfeeding is so natural and that it should just happen, is that our lifestyle has changed drastically the days where we thought breastfeeding was so natural. You know, for example, the woman that I think we think of when we think of this idea of breastfeeding naturally, most of them were working in the fields or it was a hunter-gatherer type of tribe. And you know, in those type of tribal villages, you're not going to a 9-to-5 and sitting at a desk all day and working. You're not the breadwinner in your family. You're not maybe working 12-hour shifts as a nurse or a doctor in the ICU. And if you're doing those things, how do you, A, maintain enough nutrition and hydration to support your body producing lactating? How do you pump? How do you find time for that? How do you get enough sleep and make sure, you know, that's a priority? You don't have a village of women around you in your household or in the hut next door to help support you through this. Your body is going to be drastically different as well. You know, back in those days, if you had diabetes, your chances of surviving that were pretty low. And so versus now, if you have diabetes, you absolutely can survive that with medical support, but that can change your bodily functions and change how your body deals with breastfeeding or just any medical diagnosis, because breastfeeding and lactating is a lot of work for a woman's body. And I think we forget about that, about how much work and energy is put into. So there's that portion, but also our babies have changed. So, you know, historically, yes, babies are born with all these reflexes to eat and things like that. But throughout the years, our anatomy has changed. Our anatomy has shifted where our culture now, most of our energy has gone towards our brain, to our neurological development. And so our oral motor development is slightly different than oral motor development hundreds of thousands of years ago. We chew our food much less now because it is all cooked. And so our jaw development has changed in response to that. And our diet has changed. And so knowing all of that, our babies are different now. You know, a lot of us are bottle fed now, which there's absolutely nothing wrong with. But because of that, sometimes breastfeeding does just take a little bit more work. So I really feel like from my perspective, what I always tell every mom that I work with is whatever method you choose to feed your baby, I am just here to support you in obtaining that goal. If you want to pump and bottle feed, great. If you want to bottle feed only with formula, great. If you want to breastfeed, great. Whatever it is, my goal is to support you. And we may need to use other methods to get us to that goal initially, but my goal is still to support you in getting there. I want to always help advocate for what the parent's desire is, because a lactation consultant I work with always says this, and I think it's so valid. Fed is not best. Fed is not a choice. fed is necessary. So some clinicians will say fed is best instead of breast is best or bottle is best or anything like that. Fed is necessary. Fed is not a choice, but informed is best. Where if you want to breastfeed, let me give help support you with all the information possible so you can make the best, most informed decision for your child. If you want to bottle feed, let me help support you with all the information I can to help that be most successful for your child and your family. So I really don't advocate for one, you know, breastfeeding versus bottle or one over the other, but really more so just information and support, because I think right now in our society, there's a big lack of that.
I agree. And you had mentioned earlier about empowerment. And I think that is so, so important with moms, especially new moms, when they're already under so many stressors. If we can come in there and help support whatever decision they make, but give them the right information so that they can make choices that they feel good about, I think that goes a long way for them and for their families.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that.
I hope you enjoyed that One Bite clip. If you'd like to hear more, check out the full conversation with my guest. Do spread the love by sharing your favorite episode. Stay tuned for more full-size episodes coming your way and the weekly share of One Bite episodes from past conversations.